Suicide has now become a leading killer of police officers in the U.S. That's according to Blue Help, a group that's helping police departments fight the problem. Brian Scott Smith has more.
In 2018, 153 police officers were killed in the U.S. in the line of duty. That same year, another 163 died by suicide, figures only brought to light because of the organization Blue Help and its president, Karen Solomon.
We are the only organization in the country that has 3 years of consecutive data. We have narratives from the families. We have their names, departments, race, gender. We collect a lot of information.
Blue Help was formed in 2015 and offers families care and support in the aftermath of a suicide and to train law enforcement agencies. And while in the line of duty police deaths continue to fall, Blue Help's data shows suicides are on the rise. From January 1, 2016 to December 31, 2018, 13 officers in Connecticut and 37 in New York died by suicide. Kristen Clifford is the widow of Nassau County police officer Stephen Clifford, who died by suicide in May of 2017.
Because of his job as a police officer, he felt he couldn't talk to anyone or get help. He was afraid of the stigma. He was afraid of being labeled. And he was afraid of losing his job.
John Rich is the chief of Ledyard Police in Connecticut and says many police departments have adopted peer support programs, training officers to spot warning signs in their colleagues, but that more needs to be done.
To educate our people and to make our officers understand that what you may experience and how you may react is an absolutely normal human reaction to a very abnormal situation.
Changes in the law to help tackle the problem are being looked at by lawmakers. If a police officer is hospitalized for mental health treatment, they must surrender their firearm by law, and it will only be returned when they are deemed fit for duty, which could be many months, and could put them at a real risk of losing their jobs. Which is why several bills in Connecticut and New York, if passed, would provide more training and resources to reduce police suicides and recognizing the problem to start with. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.